Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London, and our special guest is Barry Castagnola, who joins us remotely and produces the show.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week. Bum, bum, fishy, fishy, bum, bum.
Fishy, fishy, fishy bum, bum, we love you.
Man gets fish stuck up his bum. Barnes' storming debut. Former nurse turned comedian Angela Barnes makes a storming debut on The Froth when we ring her to discuss the aforementioned fish up the aforementioned bum. You spin me right round, Lazy Susan, right round, like a record, Lazy Susan, right round, right round. In an age where everyone else is asking whether all Karens are Karens, we dare to ask if all Susans are lazy. In the clearing stands a boxer dog and a doctor by his trade, and he carries the reminders of how to do basic medical work and CPR. Boxer dog becomes world's first fully trained dog doctor.
I couldn't join in on that one.
Why not?
Well, I didn't understand what you were doing.
It's a story about a boxer dog who does CPR.
I know, but the other two are really catchy, isn't it?
I set it to the tune of Simon & Garfunkel's The Boxer.
Yes, I understand.
The Froth's new email contact system almost collapses when it's inundated with an email from a bloke called Lee. And those are the headlines. Right, episode 13. This is series 2, episode 1. The first episode of the second series. Very exciting. I assume, I'm hoping that the social media this series... is a step up from last series.
Let's hope so. We put out a poll asking how many people... I put out a poll asking how people felt about holidays because we went on holiday.
Yeah, so you put out a poll because ours are always shit and stressful.
Really stressful.
Horrible.
Yeah, but it was close, right?
What was
I asked people, do you find them relaxing?
What?
You know.
Don't you normally say... Do you find them A, relaxing, B, something else? Do you find them R, relaxing, or S?
No, R as in R. Not R as in the Welsh alphabet.
I thought you meant R. It's not just a Welsh alphabet. R is in the English one, pretty well established.
Not R, like for apple.
Oh, right. So you mean, do you find them A?
God, even this is stressful.
It is.
Even the poll is awful.
So you put out a poll saying, holidays, do you find them A? You put out a poll. Fuck's sake, I'm trying to clarify this.
I've just come home from this.
Right. Silence so I can clarify this for a second.
Imagine being on holiday with us.
You put out a poll saying, holidays, do you find them A? relaxing. That's all.
Okay, well, 46.1% of people said yes.
Right.
Or, do you find them...
Right, now, before you do this...
B.
Right, good. Good. Go on. Do you find them B?
Stressed to shit.
Stressed to shit.
Are you stressed as shit?
Too shit on holiday.
So do you find holidays A, relaxing, 46.1%, or B, stressful as shit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many people said B, stressful as shit?
53.9.
So more people are stressed on holidays.
Yeah, but it's quite close.
So we're not the only ones?
No.
Who are stressed to shit?
We're in the majority.
I find it incredibly stressful.
It's awful.
I find it difficult to switch off. I don't know what to do with myself.
I'd rather work for the rest of my life than go on another holiday with you.
Rosie's
is
just
that Rosie?
Barking to come in. Well, yeah, what do you think's barking in the other room?
Yeah. Hello.
Right. That was the poll. Yes, that's the poll about holidays.
Yes.
Most people find them really stressful, as do we. We find it hard to switch off.
It's rubbish.
I find downtime harder than uptime.
Shall I read out a tweet we had?
About holidays?
Yeah.
Why not?
This is from Taurus Fraggle. Taurus Fraggle.
Regular listener to this show.
Yes.
One of very
few. Says, last year on holiday, we got sick of hoovering up dog hair all week. We don't have a dog. I don't know how it kept appearing throughout the week. I'm pretty sure we ended up with flea bites.
As usual, it's a shit tweet. But luckily, if you remember, one of the things we've done for our new upgraded series 2 here on Acast, on the Froth Podcast, is we have launched during our holiday. This was probably the highlight of our holiday. We launched a new email feature. We had a brainstorming meeting at the end of Series 1. We all agreed that the content we were getting on social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc., was terrible.
Awful. Abysmal.
Boring content. As evidenced by that what tweet you just read out from
regular
listener Taurus. It's not
who
quite
was
interesting.
Was the dog?
Nobody gives a shit.
Where was the hair
Nobody
coming
Nobody gives
from?
A shit where the dog was, where the hair was, or where the holiday was. It's terrible. That's what we were getting. In between series, we launched a brand new email feature, the big new email feature. We put it on the Froth website. We said, email us. hello@thefrothpodcast.com. You can now email the show. We thought the content will be better. People will be taking longer. If you haven't got just 140 characters or whatever it is on Twitter these days, people will take their time. They will write
less
full, long letters and emails. We'll get a sack of good quality content. Open the sack, please, with all the emails in.
Okay,
the metaphorical electronic sack with all the emails in. Let's have a look.
We've had one. One email from Lee Allen. I'm serious.
Step outside. Is that a
joke?
One
email, from Lee Allen.
Okay. I haven't heard that name before.
hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
Hello, Lee.
It was in July 2019.
Good start. 2019 was not a bad year.
You're drinking wine.
I'm drinking your wine. Sorry.
Right. I was on holiday in Tenerife with the family.
Right.
As you do, we'd been out for a meal the previous night.
Nothing wrong with that so far.
Textbook holiday stuff.
Yeah, it's going well.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Is that the end of the email? Because usually they go downhill. Let's stop it there.
No.
Nah, that's pretty good.
I'm going to read on.
Nah, that's pretty good.
Oh, come on.
I'm. Your glass half full. You think it's going to be all
right? It's not anymore. You've been drinking out of it.
I've been drinking out of it. I think I'm glass half empty. This email is going to go get worse from here.
Fair-shaped.
Yeah, come on. All right.
Until I was awoken by my body at 3 a.m.
Here we go.
Feeling very ill.
Here we go.
Quickly got to the bathroom.
Okay.
Ended up sat on the toilet while leaning over the sink because I had both ant and deck. What does that mean?
All right.
But it doesn't rhyme.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to track my emotions here. I knew this email. All correspondence.
But that's it. That's all he's...
All correspondence from listeners is rubbish.
I like the antidote.
Once you start to get on, he's on the toilet. I thought, here we go. This is he's going to shit his pants. He's going to shit himself. That's what's going to happen here, this holiday story.
How can he be confident that's what happened when we don't know what ant and deck means?
Then it got worse when you said he's now in the sink and the toilet. I thought, okay, it's both ends. This is going exactly where I thought it would go. But redeemed himself with his... what is he? I was doing ant and deck. What?
Because I had both.
I had both ant and
ant
deck.
Ant and deck.
That I found amusing. Is that like a well-known thing? Is that,
no.
Is that what you say?
Well, not that I know of.
His body is letting him down from the front and the back.
In a double act way.
And he is calling that ant and deck, which I did find quite amusing. Okay.
It's really amusing.
Right, I'm over that now, though. Where's this going now? This is the new fucking email feature.
I know, and we've only had one.
We've had one email, and it's about somebody shitting themselves while throwing up into a sink. Right, scratch that.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'll just not talk about it anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait, I mean... Well, all right, feel free, I'll sit here.
Well, I don't understand what he's talking about, it's
well,
so
of
funny.
Of course he's not, he's already talking in riddles with Ant and Dec.
Cleaned up and then went back to try and get some sleep.
Oh, God. Don't tell me you had an Esther Ranson in the middle of the night.
It was so bad.
Right, listen, I know what's coming up in this show. The first story, the main news this week, the main news on the Froth podcast this week, Series 2, Episode 1, a.k.a. Episode 13, the main news this week that I've got, I've pulled out the papers, is a man who shoved a fish up his bottom. So I really do think...
That we should steer away from that.
It's too late to steer away from it, but we should chart a course. Definitely.
We should panic.
Actually, no, you're right. We should steer away from it.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, let's bring on special guest Barry Castagnola.
Woo, Barry!
Barry Castagnola, a special guest this week, also produces the show, of course. Are you there, Barry?
Yes, I am. Just been for a quick Cagney and Lacey.
Big news?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. That's what they do, isn't it?
Who?
Town criers.
Well, town criers do, yeah.
All right, okay.
Maybe I should have a thing. Maybe I should have like a... Bell. Oh, yay. Oh, but like a...
Old's Whale.
Yeah.
For the second series. New.
For the second series, maybe...
Rod's got a bell.
Maybe I should have a bell. It'd be too loud, maybe.
Why?
Maybe I need a way of introducing... You know, like in the old days, the town crier would go, oh, yay, oh, yay.
What were they for? What were town criers? What did they do?
Newspapers.
Did they
just... News.
Yeah.
What? That's the point.
Was it just to tell the news?
Yeah. Just to say the news. It was like, oh, yay, oh, yay. A man caught Robin off Mrs. Jenkins. He's going to be in the town square at 2 o'clock today. Bring your tomatoes. That
really?
Kind of thing. Oh, yeah.
Put them in the stocks.
Put them in the stocks.
Was it largely crime that they talked about?
I don't know. I just made that one up then. It's not a true story.
No. What happened to the man?
Well, he's going to be in the town square. Actually, what time is it now? We better get down there.
Exactly. Would you go? Would you reckon?
You struggle with reality.
Do you reckon you'd have gone in the past? Would you have gone with like a pail of tomatoes to throw at a man?
Not necessarily a pail. Just a punnet will do.
Would you have gone?
Pail of water you're thinking of.
But like, I imagine food is quite scarce in those days. Why would you waste it on...
Yeah, but you use rotten tomatoes, don't you?
They go
rotten.
The rotten stuff.
Hmm. Yeah. But why do you leave them rot if you haven't got any food?
Exactly.
I mean, we do these days.
A fussy eater. So you'd go to the fridge.
In medieval times, they were always
going
to the fridge.
In medieval times, they were going to the fridge and going, oh, God, we never get through these tomatoes. Let's go down to the stocks.
Anyway, so I need a... The news.
Hey.
Go on, otherwise, I'm just going, here's a story. It's not very interesting, is it?
That's do it with this one. Is. Try it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yay, oh, yay, man with fish stuck up his bum tells doctor he simply sat on the creature. Oh, yay, roll up.
Sat on the creature.
I sat on the creature.
So,
what does roll up mean?
Huh? What does roll up mean? Yeah. It depends on the context. If it's a cigarette, it means a handmade, homemade one rather than a prefabricated shop bought. If it's trousers, it means the bottoms have turned
up. But what does he mean?
Either to paddle.
What does a town crier mean?
With his shoes and socks off, or just to roll them up out of fashion, or thirdly, for length. Roll up with it.
If it's a hedgehog.
Crier,
that's curl up. It's a hedgehog. Curl up.
No, they roll up. They roll up.
No, they curl up.
What's
Trousers, cigarettes and town criers roll up.
What does the town crier roll up mean?
It means come here. Come forth.
Is he surrounded by people going, what's he talking about?
Hang on, town criers...
It means gather round.
It means gather round. You're thinking circus say roll up, not town
roll
criers.
Roll up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, selling tickets to an elephant show.
Roll up, roll up.
Roll up. Here today, catch a fish and win a prize. Hook
a
duck.
A town crier would go...
An elephant and a bearded woman.
Yeah. Walk into a bar.
The time.
Mama says, why the long face? He goes, that's my fucking trunk, you cheeky prick.
Simultaneously, she goes, that's why I've grown a beard to cover it.
It's not a long face, I've got a beard. Yeah? My face ends there. This is just hair, mate. You've never seen a woman with a beard with an elephant?
A town crier would usually go...
Anyway, you can't do it these days. It's all socially distanced.
They would
have
say the time and then say, all's well.
What?
All's well.
Who says all's well?
The town crier. They would say the time and then say all as well.
Are you sure?
This sounds a bit like, oh yeah, yo, yeah, you want me to say way, yo, way. I don't think I did that.
No, yeah, I think I'm getting it from Disney's Robin Hood.
I think you're getting your whole brain from Disney's Robin Hood.
Yeah, they say the time and then they say all's well.
Sean, when one of my most embarrassing moments, I tried to start a chant.
More embarrassing than this?
I tried to start a chant at a Spurs game for Gareth Bale because I was the chant for Bale, who was our best player, was just the crowd going, Bale, Bale. It was awful. So I tried to start, boom, boom, boom. Everybody say Bale, Bale.
Bale. Like,
twice, three times. No one joined in and just really sheepishly sat there.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Everybody say Bale, Bale.
What? Nobody joined in?
No one joined in.
Oh, come here. I just joined in then out of pure enthusiasm.
So enthusiastic as well. I thought it would be infectious. And then I sat really sheepishly. No one joined in.
I once went to see Swansea City play with Ellis James. And I'm far more fascinated in the crowd than in the match. And there was this man at the front who just kept turning around to the crowd. He's absolutely blooded, this guy. And just kept saying, tell them what they are, to silence, because everyone's like, we don't know what you mean. What does he want? What does he want us to say?
We don't know what you mean.
I did. I did say that. Well, I said it on my own.
Now then. Oh, yeah. Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Roll up. Oh, no, we've established they don't say that. Gather round. Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Man with fish stuck up his bum tells doctor he simply sat on the creature. This is this week's big news. The unnamed man. I mean, he must have had a name.
Well, he didn't give the real one.
The unnamed man. I mean, I wouldn't give him a name either if you just rocked up at the doctor's with a fish up your ass.
Yeah.
What's your name? I'm not telling.
How do you get an appointment?
How did he what?
How did you get an appointment? Because with mine, it's like, well, you have to wait 2 weeks. It's like, it'll be stinking by then.
Which way would you put it up?
Head, probably.
Yeah, head first.
It makes sense.
Yeah, you put it up head first.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so the tail would be sticking out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, otherwise, you've tried to shove it up tail first, and they're like forked. Depends what fish it is, I suppose. Let's
like
see, not
one of
white
those fish signs. You know what is it? What is it called? Don't worry, be happy.
A Billy Bass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Singing.
I love
bass.
A Billy Bass.
Don't worry, you know. Shove this.
Here's
up
a confession.
Up. What?
I had a Billy Bass singing.
I'd love one.
What's
singing
do you mean?
Wall Billy Bass. Yeah.
On the wall.
Don't worry, be happy.
On the wall. This is before.
I'm not sure if I got as far as putting it on the wall.
I hope this was before we met.
I think I bought it, and then before I put it up on the wall, I realised it was a bit naff.
Sean, you'd remember a Billy Bass. Come on.
I've had lots of naff things like that in my time.
I know.
I've had a Billy Bass that goes on the wall. Oh, worry, be happy. All right, worse than that. Worse than that. More embarrassing than that.
Is what?
In my 20s.
Yeah. One of those men who takes his trousers down.
How do you know that?
Well, that's because that's the most embarrassing thing ever to have.
Well, that's what I had.
Oh.
You stick it on the car window. It's like a little man with suckers. And you put him on the car window. And then dangling down, almost imperceptible, is a little rubber tube with a puffer on the end. And then when you're stopped at the traffic lights, you pull alongside somebody, you press the puffer, the man pulls his trousers down. And moons
that
the cut.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you can have it. I think I've still got it somewhere
that
in the attic.
Is so...
that is the most embarrassing thing I've ever owned.
That's not embarrassing. I was impressed by the fingers that used
not
to come
embarrassing.
Out the boot. Do you remember the fingers that used to come out the boot? To look like someone's in the boot. That was quite
See, that was classic sense of humour. The bum, that's thinking, way overthinking traffic jams.
I bought it. I can only say, I'm sorry,
it?
Your Honour, I bought
Did you use
that
it?
Creature. I'd be lying if I said, God, no, I didn't use it. How embarrassing.
What's worse than being stuck in a traffic jam? Being stuck in a traffic jam with somebody who finds that hilarious.
I must have found it funny. I mean, what can I say? I bought it. I bought it. I saw it. I went, I'll have one of those, please. And it wasn't ironic. I wasn't doing it and going, this will be a rubbish thing to have that I can talk about in a podcast in 25 years' time. I was in my mid-20s and thought that was funny enough to buy. A thing that pulls his trousers down and moons somebody in the car opposite the traffic lights.
I mean, I'd love to see it.
I mean, this is all pre-road rage, of course.
I think that would diffuse the situation, to be honest.
Totally. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine you trying to have road rage, storming out of your car, slamming the rug, and I'll fucking get it. If you cut me up, I'll fucking get you. Come over. Hang on a minute. That's cheered me. Right. I'm sorry. On your way.
We have
on
the
your
same,
way, my friend.
We have the same sense of humour.
After you. Huh?
We've got a lot in common.
Yeah. What if the two of you had one?
Well, then you just...
Imagine two of you at the lights doing that. Both of you. Going on the puffer, making your thing flash the other
people
person.
People beeping because it's turned green.
It'd be a, it...
If someone gave me a lift and they had one of those, I'd happily operate the puffer.
The unnamed man, clearly hasn't given his name. Who can blame him? 30 years old, he gave his age. He was treated by medics in Guangdong, China. He complained of intense abdominal pain lasting over an hour. There's always a story like this. Do you know what? I've avoided doing one in the first series. There are any number I could have chosen in the first series, right? This is series two, episode one. There's any number of stories where somebody has shoved something in somewhere and had to go to hospital or got to a nurse or got to a doctor and get it removed.
Yes.
And almost every week.
The excuse is always I sat on it.
I saved it. I just thought this one, I can't. It's too good to be true. Because it's a fish.
That's
it's
a
usually
shame,
things like a toy soldier or an action man or a little rubber shark or a mobile phone charger or a hairbrush. I'm just looking around the room now. A hairbrush.
What kind of sicko is going for an action man over a Barbie?
Who's that?
Or a little rubber shark, Barry.
Or My Little Pony.
Barbie be better than an action man if you're going to show something a bit, wouldn't it? Oh. I mean, don't try this at home. This isn't a recommendation. This is a hypothetical.
Why would it be better?
It's more knobbly.
It's more slender.
Yeah, but it's more knobbly, isn't it?
I'd go for a weeble.
A weeble.
Would you?
Yeah.
If you had to shove something up your bottom now.
I think ergonomically... I think it would be a weeble, yeah.
It's an interesting conversation, though, isn't it? Dinner party conversation.
Is it?
Conversation dries up a bit. You go, if you had to, right? If you had to shove something up your bottom right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would it be? And you're not allowed to say like a grain of rice or something clever like that.
I don't know. God, this is awful.
You don't have to take it too seriously.
I'm imagining we're eating.
Oh, you're imagining the dinner party too.
Yeah, you'd have to do it. Much. You'd have to do it between courses.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you'd have to leave the
like
table.
A palate cleanser.
I wonder how often though, because you hear the stories or like some of the Henry Hoover parts. Like,
yeah,
they must just
Hoover's are popular.
A&E must just all the time just get just nonstop. They must do, wasn't they?
They must do.
It just must.
I would love to go in an A&E where everybody in there exclusively had shoved things up their bottom. What are you in for? I'm in for my Henry Hoover. What are you in for?
Do they ever show that on Casualty?
What are you in for? Just some Hoover bags.
Do they ever show that on Casualty?
They should.
They must have. Embarrassing bodies. This guy, the fish up his bum. They must have had people like that.
24 hours in A&E. I'd watch that one. We should ask if there's anyone out there, any A&E nurses or doctors.
I'd say I know who'll know about this. Angela Barnes, friend of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she a... Was she a nurse or a doctor?
She was a nurse.
Was she A&E?
I think she was a nurse, yeah. I don't know if she's A&E.
Barry, get her on the phone and let's ask her about this story and see if she's got any things stuck up your bottom stories. Also, it says here, it's not clear whether the fish, which was a Mozambique tilapia man... I don't know what that is. It's a kind of fish. They don't know whether it was alive or dead when it was stuffed up the man's backside. Angela might know this, actually, because there must be a way of telling whether the fish was alive or dead. You know, like how they tell if somebody's died, whether they've drowned or not, things like that.
Oh, and how long ago,
That kind of thing. Yeah. We don't know anybody, unless anybody knows any forensic scientists. No. Let's get Angela on the phone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Quite a pleasure. We've got quite a story to talk to you about in a minute. Before we get on to it, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. You know, same as everyone, waiting for the world to get back to normal.
What have you been doing while the world's not normal?
Well, I've been all right, really. I did news quiz from home. So fine. And I'm writing a book. So I've just
brilliant.
Been all right, really. Can't complain.
Yeah. What sort of book are you writing?
I'm writing a book, it's called The Ugly Truth, and it's about lookism, is what it's about.
Lookism?
Yeah.
If you look different.
Depending on what we look like.
Oh, that's fascinating, love.
And spoiler alert,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, if I could just stretch that to about 100,000 words, that would be great.
Well, you can have that one.
Can I? Cheers. That's 99,999 to go. Brilliant.
You can have, listen, I don't even want a credit for that. Just something in the foreword, just a little thanks, a little nod.
Hey, I'll sell more if I do credit you for it, Rod.
Nonsense. This is the story for you. We thought who'd know the answer to this kind of stuff. This is what, you know, every 30 seconds in the newspapers, Angela, there's a story about somebody who's shoved something up somewhere and then had to go somewhere to get it taken out.
I think I know what we're saying here.
We know the kind of story I'm talking about.
I do.
You're a woman of the world. Well, did you used to be a nurse?
I did, yes. It's the first question people ask you when you're nursing is how many times have you fished something out from something? And the answer is I haven't really. I've had to stick my finger up there for different reasons, but I've never had to fish anything out.
Any of those reasons medical or was it just...
Some medical, some just pure pleasure. You know, get your feels where you can.
So you've never retrieved something? Not a Hoover, not a mobile phone?
Not a ketchup bottle, not a Barbie doll?
Not a fish?
Not, definitely not. Well, I don't know if you know this about me, Rod, as well, is that I have a phobia of fish.
Do you? Like
wow.
Yeah. So this would be my absolute worst nightmare. What has happened here.
How do you feel about talking about a fish that's up somebody's bum?
I think I can, because it's sort of in the abstract, as it were.
Does it help that it's up the bum? is it less... Does your phobia, you know, if somebody's scared of something, are they still scared of it if it's concealed up somebody's bum?
Spiders up a bum don't feel as threatening, do they? Oh, well, not if they're up someone else's bum.
Oh, yeah.
Sian has got a genuine phobia of spiders. Genuine, absolutely true. So let's see. If a spider was up somebody else's bum.
Yes.
Like a spider came on TV last night, like, without warning, a big hairy tarantula, and Sian screamed and dived behind. If it was up somebody's bum, are you still scared of it?
If you can't see it, you just know it's there.
Well, you couldn't see it unless you're looking up their bum
directly. One little leg comes out.
Oh, no, Barry! still terrifying.
Still terrifying.
And, yeah.
Even if it's up somebody else's bum, completely concealed.
Concealed.
And you don't even know it's there. So they are fully dressed, you're chatting to them, you don't even know it.
And they're all right.
And they say, I've got a spider up my bum, would you?
I wouldn't hang out with them.
But you wouldn't be terrified.
No, for different reasons.
Yeah, you'd think they're a bit odd, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
But you wouldn't be scared of it.
I would.
You would still be scared.
Just in case it would come out.
Okay. Interesting. I'll read you the story.
Okay.
The unnamed man, it says. We don't know where it was treated by medics in Guangdong, China. It's not clear whether the fish, which was a Mozambique tilapia man...
Sounds big.
I'd come on to how big it was, though.
So, see, they don't know if it was alive or like a Schrodinger's fish up his ass.
Exactly. Right, okay. Exactly like Schrodinger's fish at the moment. We don't know whether it's alive or dead. Basically, he was treated by medics. He complained of intense abdominal pain lasting over an hour. It's not clear whether the fish, which was a Mozambique tilapia man, was alive or dead when it was stuffed up the man's backside. Now, here's some details. The tilapia man can grow up to 15 inches in length. The x-rays show that he was over an inch wide. When questioned by a nurse,
imagine
the patient...
the x-ray. Like a fish bone. Like a cartoon.
Well, presumably, yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But presumably, that is what would show up on an x-ray, isn't it? It would be like a cartoon Tom and Jerry.
A cartoon Tom and Jerry fish. And just some bum.
Yeah. I don't know why the exact fish, the size of the fish is not known. X-ray pictures show that it was over an inch wide. When questioned by a nurse, the patient claimed he had... Now, this is important. This is about... He had accidentally sat on it.
I've got questions, Rod.
Go on.
About that.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, generally, I don't know, maybe they do in your house. In my house, fish aren't just sort of hanging out on the sofa. Like, in the places where I sit, it's very unlikely there's going to be a fish just there. Yeah,
especially unlikely. When you're scared of them.
But well, let's give him
in my
the
house, definitely not.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, you say you're scared of fish, so like, what, tuna?
Well, not if it's in a tin, no. If it looks like a fish, I'm scared of it.
But if it's like swimming?
I can eat a fish finger, but I can't watch Finding Nemo.
Really?
Well, my mum thinks it was when I was little, we won a goldfish at the fair when I was a toddler and apparently put it on the sideboard in a little bowl and the cat knocked it over. And when I came down the next morning, apparently the fish was flopping about in the living room and that was it for me. Never wanted anything to do with fish ever again.
It's all about diplomacy often, isn't it? Being a nurse or a doctor and stuff, because it's never happened to you, but put yourself in, you're in A&E, you work in A&E, you've had a long shift, you're tired. In comes an unnamed man, age 30, complaining of abdominal pain.
Right.
You do the x-rays, and you think, okay, he seems to have a fish up his bottom. He says, I accidentally sat on it.
Yeah.
What do you do? Moral maze.
Well, professionally, you say, you go, okay, if that's the story you're telling me and the history you're giving me, that's... Obviously, in the staff room later, you piss yourself laughing at what a twat he is. But you have a thing, they call it the nurse's mask that you wear.
Oh.
Right? Which is about how ever shocking the news that someone's giving you is. Or like, for example, if you've got some old lady comes in and she says, I hurt my leg, and she's bandaged it up, and you take the bandage off, and there's a stinking horrible ulcer underneath it, you can't go, oh my fucking God, that's disgusting. You have to go, oh dear, that looks uncomfortable. But I do still think that, you know, nurses and doctors are only human. I think a fish up the bum, you're going to react.
Well, this one. According to the transcript, so it was transcribed, the interchange between the man with fish up bum and nurse. Apparently, the nurse said, do you think I'm an idiot?
Really?
Yeah. Called him on it.
Her nurse's mask slipped.
just a bit.
It's spiny fins that also caused ruptures in the patient's large intestines.
Sorry, he's what now? Spiny fins?
Spiny fins on the fish. So he hasn't just shoved a fish up, he's chosen a spiny one.
That's like going, I want to stick a bit of fruit up my arse. Are you going to choose a banana? No, a pineapple.
Yeah. Mango, I'd go.
Would you?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm trying to think of a mango. Oh, yeah.
Very wide.
It's very large.
No, maybe it is too big. I was just thinking exotic. I can see Barry looking off to the left. That means he's trying to think what fruit he'd shove up his bottom. I did a body language course.
I did a body language course.
Looking up to the left.
It's quite specific.
What? Yeah, looking up to the right is you're trying to recall the past. Looking up to the left, trying to think what fruit to shove up your jacksie. You want to hear some of the comments?
Yeah.
The comments is the usual mixture. You know, the comments underneath when you go on online news stories, Angela. Mm-hmm. You can have this one for news quiz, by the way, if you...
Oh, cheers. Yeah, definitely.
If you need one.
It's very Radio 4 so far.
Oh, very Radio 4. This is right up Radio 4's alley. Okay, there's the usual predictable rubbish jokes. Like, I certainly wouldn't go to his place, place, for dinner.
For God's sake.
Yeah. For God's sake.
God. Yeah.
Sat on the fish smells a bit fishy to me.
We did.
Oh, this is a better quality. Better quality, predictable. Some fish are bottom feeders.
Hey, that's quite good.
That's good.
I like that one.
Not bad, good. That. Somebody else has gone, yeah, fishy bum flap. And then the perfect, keep it simple, understated response from Lee Beadle. No chips.
Oh,
that's it. No chips.
I just googled, which I should probably clear my history after. I googled things stuck up people's bums, and the first article I went to, right, it says that there's someone chronicling our country's cavity misadventures. And it says, right, here is a sample. And at first I was like, what? Because the first two things were a pair of flip-flops and a fleece jacket. But then I realised they were adverts.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Woman.
Woohoo.
Woman teaches her dog to perform CPR in 45 minutes.
Hang on, she taught it in 45 minutes or it did CPR for 45 minutes?
No, she taught it in 45 minutes. It's after seeing Trick on Croft.
Hang on, she saw that trick on Croft. I mean, I've seen them go through hoops. I haven't seen the dogs on Croft to stop there and
stop. There's no CPR.
Doing mouth-to-mouth and
maybe she was watching Croft. Maybe somebody in the audience collapsed and a St. John's ambulance man did the CPR.
That's more like it.
And she thought, I'll teach my dog that trick. It's not really a trick, is it, CPR?
It's for a dog. Sitting down as a human isn't a trick.
No, because you can't go to it. Hey, everyone, watch it. You're never going to guess what I've taught him to do. Watch this. And then he starts performing CPR on somebody that doesn't need it. That's highly dangerous.
But some dogs have been taught to dance in a rah-rah skirt.
Yeah, listen, forget about them for a minute, the rah-rah dogs. Focus on this one. When is this going to be any use? If he starts doing CPR as a trick on somebody who doesn't need it, that's very dangerous. And if somebody does need CPR, you're not going to go, hey, watch this. Come here, find out. Come here, watch this.
Is there a doctor?
Stand back, John. I know you're trained.
Is there a doctor on the plane? Yeah. No, but...
Well, there is, but watch old Fido. He's got a trick to show you. Watch this.
It's a dog.
I know you're in pain. I know it hurts your heart down there. Hang on a minute. He's coming.
This will cheer you up.
He's coming.
Was that John you referred to, John of St. John's Ambulance fame?
It was, yeah. It was St. John.
I had to go on resuscitating Annie.
The model?
Yeah.
Well, dummy.
Yeah, it's called... Yeah,
Annie Lennox.
Resuscitating Annie. I don't know why it's always called that. It's a bit like Lazy Susan.
Oh, yeah. Why is it called a Lazy Susan?
No idea.
I don't know.
If I was a Susan, I'd be furious. Can you stop using the phrase Lazy Susan? I work bloody hard. Pass
As a waitress.
I work bloody hard passing things around tables.
What is a Lazy Susan? Is it one of those circular things?
Yeah.
What, like in the Chinese restaurant?
What do you think we're talking about fucking waitress info and pass the salt?
What? Yeah, I don't get many of your jokes. Huh? Is it that circular thing?
And I'd be really fed up if I was a waiter as well. I'd been called dumb. Will you stop calling us dumb? I'm fed up of people saying make a rod for your own back. I think us rods should reclaim
That's
the name
so
rod and take it.
That's fitting for you, though. Make a rod for your own back means making your life difficult. That is exactly what your name means.
What do you mean that's exactly what my
name
means?
Well, if there was a key ring with rod on it, that's exactly what it would say underneath in a gift shop. What? Makes life very difficult for yourself.
Sean, it'll probably use the phrase, makes a rod for his own back, wouldn't it? I don't know if it would miss that opportunity. There'd be a key ring with rod on it. If only there was a phrase we could use here.
Yeah. Something like...
That's really funny. Do you think now in gift shops today, when you go up to the key rings and there's a Karen, it just says what Karen is now in popular culture?
I think they'll probably start to do that, yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. In the same way as when you pick up a key ring in like a gift shop or something next to the fudge and it says Susan on it, underneath it says lazy fucker.
even though we know she works bloody hard.
She does work hard
passing things around the table. Pixie the boxer dog has got so good at CPR that Tanya had to start putting a book under her top during training, so she shoved a book up her jumper,
hitting her so hard.
She hopes now, having taught it to the dog for fun, she hopes she'd be able to help save her life now if she needed to. I know we should ring about this.
The boxer breeder.
Do you remember back in series one when we rang a pigeon fancier down in the West Country, someone near Salisbury, friends of my cousins.
Of course.
Called Brian and Sarah.
Yeah.
There are two notable things about them. One, they were pigeon fanciers and had 200 pigeons. The other one was...
they had dogs on their lap.
That they had a boxer dog on their lap as we spoke to them on the phone, who was snoring.
They're two boxers.
They're two boxer dogs.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, don't they train and breed boxer dogs as well as pigeons?
I don't know. Well, they certainly at least got two of them.
Let's give them a ring. Just for our listeners there, just to clarify things a bit, you got Brian and Sarah. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us again. And Luella's there as well. Hello, Luella.
Hello, Shamai.
Hey, Shamai.
Oh. Iawn, diolch. Shamai T. I'm ringing you because last time I spoke to you, you had boxer dogs, at least one on your lap, who was snoring away while we were chatting.
She's about 3 foot away from me at the minute.
Yeah.
But we've had a few boxers.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah. We've got two now.
We've probably had about 20, haven't we, over the years?
There's a story in the paper about a woman in New Zealand, right, who's taught her boxer dog to do CPR.
Right.
Does that sound possible to you?
No.
Well, I don't know, sir, because here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
What I think is interesting is the reason that boxer dogs are called boxer dogs is because they box with their paws, like this. And so they jump up at you a lot. And Elsa's forever, even if they're on you, she's forever paddling you. So that might be why they look like they're doing it, or that dog looked like it was doing it more than another dog.
So
that's a really good point.
Naturally well suited. If you're going to train a dog to do CPR, a boxer is a good place to start.
We've actually done CPR on a boxer dog, so it could be returning the favour.
Of course you have.
What?
Of course you have. I mean, why is that unexpected from you?
Well, because what it was, we had a boxer dog called Archie. We've done it on a couple of boxer dogs, but the last one that I remember was Archie, and he was getting on a little bit.
Hang on a minute, Brian. Can I just stop you a second? What, you've given CPR to more than one boxer dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they suffer with a thing called boxer faint, and that's when they're usually exercised off the lead and they run around too much and they faint.
Oh no.
Right. And they do it, and you worry about them. You run up to them, and you've got to revive them.
Gosh.
Basically, they can't get enough air back in, and if you leave them, they could die. So the last one was Archie, and we was running him around the field, and he was being a good dog, and there's other people watching him and think, oh, he's good. And then all of a sudden, they go over. I can't remember whether he went over to the right or when he went over to the left.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so I run up to him. You start pumping it. You start pummeling his stomach a little bit.
I love him.
And then...
his chest.
His chest, was it?
Yeah, his chest.
Well, is it not the stomach?
Yeah, no, because that's where the heart is, in the chest.
Oh, well, I had the right bit there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you were there.
Okay, I was pummeling him, and then...
Pummeling him?
Not fumbling him. I was
pummeling is not a good word.
Is pummeling not a good word?
It's a rude word.
Oh, right. I was pumping his chest.
Pumping, yeah.
And he's still not... He's still not responding very well, so then you have to go to the other end, the head end, the bitey bit, open his mouth and blow in
mouth
as much as
mouth.
You can. Bearing in mind they've got quite a big mouth, so you have to actually sort of cup your hands round to get enough air in, then go back down the other end, do the old massaging bit again, back up his head, blow him up, replenish his lungs.
Yeah.
Then suddenly they sort of get their head up, then they get back up under all fours, and then have a little fall down. Then you cuddle them and just keep massaging the sides of them. Then they're ready to go again.
Are you sure this has happened with more than one of your dogs?
Yeah, I think we've got a problem somewhere.
Are you sure that's not what made him faint in the first place?
No, he was running round.
Yeah, you definitely haven't got this all in the wrong order, Brian. The boxer dog wasn't running around. You grabbed, cupped his face, started kissing him, trying to inflate him, and then he passed out. Is that what happened?
Yeah. No. He was definitely on the grass. But what you've got to bear in mind is we had some onlookers on this particular occasion.
Right.
Who wondered sort of why is he going over and started kissing that dog? And
you also did it on our Newfoundland we had as well.
Oh, yeah, we had a Newfoundland. That's a huge dog.
Why did you give it to the Newfoundland?
Because he fainted.
So,
mate, you seem to have a lot of fainting dogs.
You do seem to have a lot of... Thank you, Barry. I didn't know how to put it delicately, but I think your dogs faint too often.
What's going on?
That's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Angela Barnes.
And thanks again to Brian, Sarah and Luella, the pigeon fanciers and boxer dog experts.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content.
And in an exciting new communication method bringing us bang up to date, you can now email us directly straight up our inboxes. No poo stories, please. Contact us with your incredible stories and more by emailing hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
If you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars.
This podcast was a Llanbobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Rustle Up Productions.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.